was until last year, two tire tracks. And then we paved, we took the city stuff and paved it. But none of that stuff can work. But somehow or another, at some level, they can say, well, this is what we're going to do, and it doesn't matter whether it works or not.
Well, thank you for sharing the details on that.
But there's a lot of stuff, and yes.
It gets us more knowledgeable where we can assist in the process. If there's any recommendations, it can come from Taney County, from the Taney County Board, or from the commissioners to guide both. And the update on the bridge project, too, coming up. That's a major artery. That's got to take oversight and safety issues in the whole nine yards.
And who knew that the guy was at my front counter that's going to make a proposal for it?
They didn't give me
any... Can't believe they're even contemplating closing that.
They hadn't given you any advance? That was the first time you knew
about
the project?
No, and I talked to that guy, and I said, do you know all this stuff? And he goes, no. And I said, so you're going to make a proposal? Well, I'll have to take your information and see if we can... I said, okay, send my information and go do it. So I asked Stacy who he was, and she said she didn't know who he was. Now, let's see. I've been through a number of district engineers, and this is like nobody knows what's going on anymore.
Well, thank you for giving us that detail to give us a better insight as to what's going on with both projects. Thank you.
But we could head all this stuff off if we knew that this was going to be an issue. The other thing is, I mean, we can put things on the list and all of that, but if it's not going to do any good, it probably isn't going to make much of a difference. The problem is we've got to get MoDOT to do MoDOT's job. Because their budget is $1 billion, and ours are all hundreds of thousands or anything in Devin's case.
Well, once it hits the list here, it's the commissioner's job to communicate to them exactly what needs to be done. And we don't put anything before the commission except what they recommend, what we recommend and they push for and guide.
Correct. It has to be when it's MoDOT, you know, it's one of them, you can tell them, but no one's putting a pistol in their head and said, go do it right now. You know, that's an issue.
It's like the federal government. The state works
very similar. If we want to leverage this, it's going to be painful to people, and I don't like that. I know exactly how to do this. We just go up there and have a little this and that, and then I call three or four of the highway transportation commissioners and say, do you guys understand what's happening here? And the guy from Joplin, who represents our little district, and say all that stuff. And then the next thing you know, everybody in MoDOT from the top to the bottom is getting their butt pinched, and they're saying, Ziggenfuss, you sucker, why don't you just leave us alone? Well, that's how to get it done. But I don't think it's the best way to get it done. If we could just get them to listen to us and not do what's doing. But we don't have head in the ball game. Some of this stuff is way more than the minutes needed.
Mr. Chairman, if you could convey both of these items and the projected bridge at Hollister to get them to come in and visit with us and talk about this issue. Come to the table at this meeting and discuss those two issues, the landslide area, and now it's been raised a potential bridge change out at Hollister.
Now, this is Rick squeaking on these. There's probably 10 others just like this throughout the county that is on MoDOT routes. How long have we messed with F Highway and all the bad places along there? I mean, right now, there was a day when I was kind of backed up on having COVID MoDOT because they did really have no money. That's no longer true. They have money now.
They're flush.
Well, I don't know. They're flush.
They've got a five-year plan in the budget.
They have plenty of money to do what they need.
They've published their five-year plan of all their projects, and they're all funded.
So those days are not today, and they need to get back into
doing their job.
And I think we have a new state director, so we'll see there. it would be good, the Shawty, you can work on this one too, is they need to come down to Southwest Itcher, the new state director. I don't know, other than commission meetings, if McKenna ever, I know for sure he never saw Hollister.
Director McKenna was here for some of the public meetings, like the high priority in front of meetings.
In Springfield?
Yep.
But never comes down to the theater. We just spent over almost $100 million on Long Creek Bridge and the John Morris improvements, and McKenna never showed up. McKenna was more worried about being on the national stage and being the guy than he was about Missouri. So now he's onward and upward. I don't know. I don't want to have a bad attitude about this, but they keep going the way they're going. This isn't helpful for any of us. And it isn't like there's not a return on investment. Taney County pays the third largest sales tax reimbursement to them in the state of Missouri. Only Kansas City and St. Louis are ahead.
So maybe you're saying now, maybe
we do get that fair share. I shouldn't say we don't, because we do. But there's a few of these things that just seem to be not that hard, like that Shot Rock embankment there. Try the easy stuff first. Clean the road ditch out. Put a couple of capable culverts underneath it and see if that can't make a difference. Cut the trees back. The thing that worked from 1913 to 1945.
With no incidences.
With nothing.
Yep.
And then the Joe Reaches of the world are laughing at us because we can't be smart enough to trim the trees.
And our warning systems have been good, and our cooperation with the Corps, notification on all those floods. It could have been a lot worse if those things didn't work, and they did work. But it's not working now with the landslides with great frequency.
Now, Rick, you've seen it on other developments and stuff. How much do you think that new development on top of the bluff is affecting some of that runoff? The water's got to be
on our roads.
Through there.
Bee Creek Road down here, the water's never topped the bridge, but all the development on Branson Hills, we've had a couple times this year, it's splashed over the top.
You used to take a pasture and take the grass off, clear it off, and all of a sudden you got big ditches. I mean, because there's nothing slowing that water down. But they've cleared that whole hilltop up there.
So what we did about that was we got the National Weather Service and NOAA and the emergency managers around and brought them to Hollister and sat down and said, what is going on here? And they said, the same thing is going on here that's going on across the nation. And guess what, guys? This is the new way that you're going to get rain. In 8-inch bursts, you're not going to get 1-inch rain every 3 weeks. Now, they're still going to have 56 inches of rain a year. It's just going to come in 8 to 10 to 12. And they said it's going to get worse. And they said there is no, this is NOAA and the National Weather Service saying, there is no way to engineer around this. It's beyond that. We're going to have to just say, we're going to cope with this stuff when it comes. And that's what they told us. And I said, well, this almost sounds hopeless. And they said, well, it isn't that it's hopeless. It's that the old solutions that we always do, we always say, well, let's build it a bigger this or deeper that or whatever. And the scary part of all this stuff is, right now, we've seen the record release at 72,000 cubic feet per second on a table lock. One of these days, we're going to 100 or 120, and the downtown bridges will be under. I don't know that we have great answers, but the ones that are common sense answers need to be put in place, and I always recommend start with the least expensive. Try that, go up. Eventually, and make some headway.
Yeah, at some point in time, we need to respond back to Joe Reese's letter, too, I would think. But we need to get MoDOT in here on the landslide issue and see what their plans are. All speculation until they weigh in. We can sit here and wish for all kinds of things and solutions, but MoDOT's...
There it is, and I don't want to go through a bunch of layers of stuff. I just went directly to the district engineer, sat down with all of the players that could make the difference. The area engineer, the district engineer, the project manager for the area, and at least I think Ryan T. Garden's title is something like resource manager now or some damn thing. But anyway, those guys were right there. We had the chat. I came away thinking they're being kind and professional to me and they aren't going to do one dang thing. That's what I left that meeting with. So?
Well, the gentleman was in the room here at the last meeting for MoDOT. He took back the information. We discussed this landslide issue. And he said he was going to take it back to them. So we need to get him back in this meeting because he's apparently their representative here.
Who was that?
The younger.
Jacob Winsett
with MoDOT.
Who was it?
Jacob Winsett is the transportation planner for MoDOT.
Okay. I don't.
But he said he was going to be coming back for the meeting. He didn't show today. I assume that he got to notice the meeting. Maybe. He's not on the mailing list. He already put on it because he said.
No, I have no idea. He never heard of him before last meeting.
He said it's
been around a while.
He said he was the representative.
It's only been a few months. Okay. He didn't know that.
Yeah. So yeah, have him added, please.
Yeah, we can figure out how to.
I think he is the representative. At least he reflected that at the last meeting.
And he said these MoDOT projects, the Shore is going to have, her organization is going to have input into this too, because it's going to be on the list that. MoDOT is trying to press some resources into bridges. I think they have 107 bridges that are in, what's the rating, 5 through 1 through 5, or what bridge ratings,
yeah.
1 through 5, and they have 107 that are at 4. And 1 is the day it's open. And then after that, it goes to a 2 almost automatically right away. And then you live between 2, and if it gets past 4, you have to close it. And they have 107 bridges at 4 across the state. So, I mean, those are all facts. I don't know that they're going to change the way we're doing business, but we have some challenges here.
Boy, you've been here at every meeting, so we appreciate that. Thank you for coming down here. And being here is half the battle of getting the information. You get to hear what the real needs are. So, again, thank you, the organization,
Ryan,
for being here.
Ryan Creek over in Douglas County, I go over when I go there, has got chunks out of the rail missing. I'm not kidding. I mean, you just cringe. You know what I'm talking about. So it's sad. Twin bridges.
Yeah. And I used to be a regular advocating for MoDOT in Jefferson City, but I've kind of gotten away from that because some of the stuff they do, you can't stand beside when they do it politically. And their money is a point of tension between them and the legislature because their money's not managed by the legislature. That was something that was done years and years and years ago, and so they're not in appropriations. They get their own money through their own
department that does that, right?
That's the only department in the state. And, of course, they play the highway patrol card because they have the highway patrol, so they play that card every once in a while. I don't want to stand behind that kind of crap because that's a little disingenuous. So, anyway, there's enough lining to let it.